Hey, we got Robin. Look at me. Robin. Where are you listening this morning, my dear?
In Burlington.
Robin is in Burlington to play our headline challenge this morning. Corey, let's bounce, boo.
Good luck, Robin.
All right. Okay. Here's how this goes. Robin will ask you three questions ripped out of today's headlines. If you could score higher on said challenge and Miss Corey can, I'll send you to Wet n Wild Emerald Point for free, okay?
Okay.
Three questions. Take your first answer on each. You have 10 seconds to answer each question. Robin in Burlington, this morning's headline challenge goes like this. Ted Cruz says his refusal to endorse Donald Trump was personal. If you swap one letter in personal and add an extra N, you get what word that describes Donald's employees?
Oh, I don't know.
Ray Rice wants to get back in the game. He hasn't played in the NFL for 3 years. He's promising to donate a salary to charity if anybody will sign him. In the C3 combo at Choose Express in High Point, it comes with a side of what kind of rice?
White rice? I don't know.
Country homeboy Scotty McCreary doesn't like his pointy ears, but he'll wiggle them for the camera, he says. Who was the way too tall, big-eared fan of Christmas? Will Forte or Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell.
All right, let's bring Corey back in. Corey said she was feeling saucy this morning. What kind of sauce were you feeling, Corey?
I'm going with the Polynesian sauce.
Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm,
oh,
that's
gosh.
The one.
It's the only sauce I'll be willing to pay an extra quarter for. I need an extra one of those. All right, you got to beat two.
All right.
Two to win this morning's Wake Up with the Wolf Show headline challenge. Three questions. Take your first answer on each. First answer, 10 seconds. You know how this goes. Ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Corey, your headline challenge goes like this. Ted Cruz says his refusal to endorse Donald Trump was personal. If you swap one letter in personal and then you add an extra N, you get what word that describes Donald Trump's employees?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
You're going to give me an I don't know? Okay, fine.
I'm sorry.
Can't even give it. Anyway, Ray Rice wants to get back in the game. He hasn't played in the NFL for 3 years. He says he's promising to donate his salary to charity to anybody that'll sign him. In the C3 combo at Choose Express in High Point, it comes with a side of what kind of rice?
Oh, my gosh. What kind of questions are these? I don't know. What kind of rice? White rice.
Country homeboy Scotty McCreary doesn't like his pointy ears, but he'll wiggle him for the camera. Who was the way too tall, big-eared fan of Christmas? Will Forte or Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell.
You know what? We're going to give, on a technicality at least, Robin for the win this morning.
Yay!
Ted Cruz says his refusal to endorse Donald Trump was personal. If you swap one letter in personal and add an extra N, you get this word, personnel, that describes Donald Trump's employees. They're personnel.
Oh, I was trying to think of an ugly word. Then I was trying to think of what I'm allowed to
say.
There
you go. That's the problem. Ray Rice is going to get in the game. The C3 combo, which, by the way, is the sweet and sour chicken at Choose Express in High Point. It comes with a side of, you said, I don't know. That was your first answer. So we have to give you a flag on the technicality. Robin said white rice. I would have accepted that or pork fried rice.
Okay.
It's your choice, really. For an extra dollar, it's lo mein, but that doesn't really play into the name. And Will Ferrell was Elf, the too tall, big-eared fan of Christmas. Robin is going to Wet n Wild Emerald Point. Congratulations.
Yes.